You may remember that last year I played some archive recordings from the huge pre-war gatherings of the Sokol movement, bringing together tens of thousands of people in displays of mass gymnastics in an atmosphere of patriotic fervour. After the war, the communists suppressed the Sokol movement as part of the old political order, instead staging their own spectacular calisthenics displays in honour of the Communist Party. The first so-called Spartakiada, named after the Spartacus uprising of slaves in ancient Rome, was held in 1955 to mark the 10th anniversary of Czechoslovakia's liberation by the Red Army. 1 million gymnasts took part, with a total audience of 2 million. Among the guests was the French artist Fernand Léger, who was enchanted by the whole thing, telling Czechoslovak radio, "My God, I have found a land of people well fed and full of joy." The Spartakiada was then held every 5 years, with the exception of 1970, when it was cancelled amidst fears of protests against the Soviet-led invasion 2 years earlier. By 1980, the regime had firmly reasserted its authority, and the Spartakiada in July of that year was once again on a grand scale. Choreographed to the last detail, it opened with a series of deafening salvos, as President Gustav Husák took his place on the Tribune of Honour at Prague's packed Strahov Stadium. The gates opened and thousands of young gymnasts began to stream onto the field. The radio commentator waxed lyrical.
Za vlajkonoší kráčejí dívky v sněhobílých trikotech a volných prodloužených bílých sukních. V náručí kytice rudých květů.
The standard bearers are followed by girls in snow-white leotards and free-flowing long skirts, each bearing a bouquet of red flowers. Girls as beautiful as brides, so graceful that the goddesses of ancient Greece guarding the sacred Olympic flame would have envied them.
S půvabem, který by jí mohli závidět starořecké bohyně, strážkyně posvátného olympijského ohně.
For months, tens of thousands of people of all generations had been getting ready for the event, practicing songs and synchronized gymnastics.
Ano, levá, pravá, zpívají si ty malí žiačichova, či děťurenci z materských...
Yes, left, right, sing the little children. Over 117,000 children from 4 to 8 years old and hailing from all ends of the Republic have been practicing this song. They wouldn't all fit into the stadium, so we have just 3,840 children from in and around Prague here, and they're all marching beautifully in time. In neat rows of four, with their comrade teachers beside them, in yellow tops and little white skirts. The event went on for several days, during which Prague virtually ground to a halt. The next Spartakiada was in 1985, and preparations were well underway for another one in 1990, an event that was hastily cancelled with the fall of communism. In January 1990, the Sokol movement, which for 40 years had been banned in Czechoslovakia, was once again made legal, and today it has nearly 200,000 members in the Czech Republic. Sokol organisations around the world continue to organise displays of calisthenics. ¶¶